Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Difference Between Generative and Discriminative Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Product Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definitions of generative and discriminative models, their use cases and applications, and conduct a comparative analysis of the two. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between generative and discriminative models and identify their applications in real-world scenarios. Main content definition of generative versus discriminative models. Generative models and discriminative models serve different purposes in the realm of machine learning and artificial intelligence. Generative models. These models aim to learn the underlying distribution of the input data. In simpler terms, they can generate new data points from the same distribution as the training set. A common example of generative models is the Generative Adversarial Network, GAN, which consists of two neural networks, the generator and the discriminator. The generator creates new data instances, while the discriminator evaluates them against real data, guiding the generator to improve its outputs. Other examples include variational autoencoders, VAEs, which are employed in tasks like image reconstruction and anomaly detection. Discriminative models, in contrast, discriminative models focus on the boundary between different classes. Instead of trying to generate data, they learn to differentiate between classes by estimating the conditional probability of the class given the input. Logistic regression is a classic example of a discriminative model. It attempts to find a linear boundary that best separates the classes in the feature space. Other examples include support vector machines, SVM, and decision trees, which are widely used in various classification tasks. Use cases and applications for each model type. Understanding the applications of each model type is crucial for product managers looking to leverage AI effectively. Applications of generative models. Image generation, generative models, particularly GANs, are widely used in creating realistic images. For instance, they can generate high-resolution images of human faces that do not exist in reality, which has implications in the entertainment industry for creating lifelike characters. Text generation, models like GPT, Generative Pre-trained Transformer, can create human-like text, making them useful for applications in content creation, chatbots, and even automated customer service interactions. Data augmentation. Generative models can be utilized to create additional training data, which is especially beneficial in scenarios where data is scarce, thus enhancing the performance of other models. This is particularly important in industries like healthcare, where obtaining labeled data can be challenging. Applications of discriminative models. Spam detection. Discriminative models are effective in classifying emails as spam or not based on the features extracted from the message text. This application is vital for maintaining productivity and security in business communications. Image classification. These models are commonly used in image recognition tasks, such as identifying objects in photos by classifying them into predefined categories. Applications range from social media tagging to self-driving car technology. Customer segmentation. Discriminative models can help businesses segment their customer base by analyzing purchasing patterns and classifying customers into different groups based on their behavior. This targeted approach can enhance marketing strategies and improve customer satisfaction. Comparative analysis. While both generative and discriminative models are vital in machine learning, they have distinct differences that affect their application and performance. Learning approach. Generative models learn to understand the overall data distribution, allowing them to generate new instances. In contrast, discriminative models concentrate on the decision boundary, focusing solely on classifying existing data. Complexity. Generative models tend to be more complex due to their dual network architecture and the necessity to capture the complete data distribution. Discriminative models, on the other hand, are generally simpler and often achieve faster training times. Performance. In scenarios with abundant labeled data, discriminative models often outperform generative models in classification tasks. However, when data is limited, generative models can shine, as they can produce synthetic data to bolster training sets. This capability is particularly valuable in niche applications where collecting real-world data may be difficult or expensive. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the core differences between generative and discriminative models, their diverse applications, and how they compare with one another. Understanding these concepts is crucial for product managers seeking to implement AI-driven solutions effectively. You should now be able to distinguish between the two models and identify appropriate use cases for each. Reflection questions: how would you apply generative models in your business context to enhance customer engagement? Can you think of a specific scenario where a discriminative model would be more beneficial than a generative model in your product management decisions? Reflect on your understanding of the differences between generative and discriminative models. How might this knowledge impact your approach to AI projects?